Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Since there are so many people we would need to send cards to, I'm going to do that this year through this email. This is our Christmas letter to our church family and friends. But let me start by sharing a poem I read I thought was pretty good. It's Jesus Christ Emmanuel. You take the name Jesus Christ, and out from each letter, an acronym, you're going to see J, journeying to Bethlehem, a long and tired trek. E, every bed was full that night, no matter what they checked. S, stable is empty, someone said, a place to lay your head. U, a baby was born in there, a manger for a bed. S, someone special and holy, the angels all said. C, christened Emmanuel, a name chosen by God. H, how noble for one born in a situation so odd. R, remembered now in prayer and churches all around the world. I, immortalized in stories and songs learned by every boy and girl. S, sacrificed upon the cross to forgive us all our sins. T, the Son of God who was born for us, who died and was born again. Shirley and I need to let our church family know, and our friends who receive this, that we love you and wish the very best for you at Christmas. Thank you for your love and support through the years. Shirley and I are doing well, and the kids, as our kids and grandkids are. And as I've stated so many times, if you've watched or been a part of our services, God is good all the time. Our grandkids are growing up fast, and we do not want to miss all that's taking place, so we're in prayer for the Lord's leading in our life and ministry. Our health is good, and God has blessed us so much. We are so thankful for his love and grace through the years. Our families are still living in the same places they have been. April, Mike, Luke, Hannah, and Jake are in Spokane, Washington. Roy, Sarah, Miles, and Bennett in Long Beach, California. Grace and Stephanie, Ray, Owen, and Ava are in Spokane as well. They're all working hard and trying to enjoy life and their families as the kids grow up. Most of you know exactly what we mean. With all of our parents now home with the Lord, Shirley and I are now officially grandparents of the family. That sounds strange, different, and old. I guess we are all aging, aren't we? We're doing our best to enjoy each day as we continue to serve the Lord faithfully. To those of you who have done your best to care for Shirley and I, thank you. I see some great things taking place right here in this ministry right now in the midst as we seek to follow the Lord by reaching the lives of those we love and care about. The Lord has been and is blessing this ministry in spite of all the difficulties all of us have had to deal with. I see new and more individuals attending on Sundays and pray it will continue to grow in the days to come. That, of course, depends upon all of us. Our heart's desire to serve, give generously, and do the work of the kingdom as the Lord leads us individually and corporately. Right now, though, it's Christmas. This is the time when we should be focusing on Jesus and how he has impacted our lives. We are all looking forward to gathering with loved ones and family in the next few days and weeks. May we also remember that Jesus is the reason for doing so, not the gifts, food, games, or the fun we experience with others, although that fun often lifts us up and encourages us. It is because of the gift that God gave to all of us, Jesus. It's all about him right now. I am sure I will most likely see most of you next week or through the week. However, some of you I may not. So may the Lord be with you, lead you, and bless your families as we do our best to follow him. So much has happened that we would never have thought possible, but he will never leave us or forsake us. That is his promise. So we place our trust in him. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you. And this is a letter from Pastor Milton Shirley from our hearts to you all. God bless and have a great day and a good Christmas. Merry Christmas.